The Oakland Raiders haven't won an AFC West title in 17 years when they made it all the way to the Super Bowl. And while it's way too early to say that the silver and black can supplant the Chiefs out west, John Gruden's got his team going in the right direction with two straight victories and a 3-2 record. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect for more information at WWIB.com. Oakland's coming off a bye week with a trip planned to Green Bay this weekend, and Raiders starting fullback and former Badger Alec Ingold is with me from the Bay Area today. So with the bye week, a lot of players fan out, go to their homes and watch their old college football teams. And you did the same, Alec. You made that Badger game at Camp Randall against Michigan State. Pretty impressive victory, wasn't it? What are your thoughts about how your undefeated Wisconsin alumni are playing?
It just looks like they're having fun. Looks like they have an identity. They know who they are, which is really fun to see and kind of, you know, you wish you could be a part of that all over again. Very cool to see the guys just run around, have fun, enjoy playing together, enjoy being a part of, you know, a team together. They're definitely having fun and they're playing as such. So definitely something cool to see, something that, you know, I was definitely beneficial to be a part of back in the day. And now seeing guys kind of develop into new roles, new leadership roles is really fun to see as an alumni.
Yeah, just a year ago, you were out there playing for Wisconsin. What's it like for you to play pro ball now? How different is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think now my body is my business. It's my well-being. So having to take care of that as much as possible and, you know, really putting your body first is something that is new. Being a part of a locker room with guys that are, you know, upwards of 10 years older than you is also definitely new. Playing against grown men is something that, you know, is a challenge, but definitely fun to be a part of. And you get to game plan against big name guys like, you know, Khalil Mack a couple weeks ago and Justin Houston a few weeks before that, so on and so forth. Just seeing some of the guys that you've looked up to and have definitely done all the right things and been great pros, being able to game plan against them and try and, you know, work your skill set against theirs is a challenge that's really you know, something I'm grateful to have the opportunity to go do on a weekly basis.
So you got your feet wet on a Monday night, the opener for your ball club against the Denver Broncos, beat them 24-16 back in early September. You get your first start, first training camp, first start in the NFL, and it's on Monday night, and the league is looking in on this one. What was that night like for you?
It's pretty surreal to, you know, see the fans and the environment that was around that Monday night game. It was bigger than anything I've ever been a part of, and it's really surreal to, you know, kind of dream about that moment and then have it come to fruition for you. You hope that, you know, by doing the right things and, you know, just being a good person and working really hard, that's kind of the payoff of, you know, going through a process like this the right way. So that's really what I was, you know, hoping for as a person growing up, and that's always what I wanted to do. And it was really cool to be able to, you know, accomplish that lifelong goal and dream of mine, and doing it in a fashion that, you know, the people back home would be proud of, parents are proud of. And being able to have my parents there for that game was definitely something that, you know, I'll never forget.
And you come out and lose the next two to Kansas City and the Vikings. We were rooting for you against Minnesota there, but now you've rebounded with two straight victories. So what does a typical work week look like for you, Alec, out there?
You know, early on, you definitely have to put in a lot of preparation, watching a lot of film mentally, and then also on the practice field, trying to get your conditioning in, really focusing on all the little things that you can control to get your body in, recover in the right mindset to be ready to go for during the week. And then, you know, as you get closer to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's when you have to, you know, rely on your preparation and, you know, find little tweaks that you can really try and develop. And Maybe take one thing that you want to improve. Try and put your feet up for as much as possible right before the game, and then, you know, let it loose on Sunday. So it's definitely interesting trying to find the right thing that works for me as an individual. I don't think I've been there yet. I haven't found my true rhythm, and I think, you know, as rookies, we're all kind of feeding off of each other, trying to figure out, you know, what works best for each other, and finding the best possible, you know, development process in order to, you know, play good football, but also, you know, grow as humans, grow as people, and grow as football players. So it's definitely a process that I'm excited to kind of find my groove pretty soon here. You know, definitely improving from week one to week five, and, you know, you just want to carry that forward throughout the rest of the season.
All right, coming off this bye week, you guys are 3-2. Alec, how are you feeling about the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're a young team, and we're definitely hungry to grow. So it's really cool to see the team develop and grow week to week. There's definitely an emphasis on getting better week to week and day by day. And, you know, with the amount of young guys that are playing kind of, you know, crucial pieces of the puzzle on our team, it's cool to see some of your rookies and other young guys step up and, you know, develop to making plays that they haven't made before, and be able to kind of define roles for themselves and grow as people is really fun to watch.
Okay, Alec Engel, the Wisconsin Badger fullback last year, now a starter for the Oakland Raiders, 3-2. They head to Lambeau this weekend. It's homecoming for Alec. He's from Bayport. We'll talk about the game against Green Bay, and he's going to share his faith a little bit too on our sports and commentary show. But unfortunately, Alec, we're out of time, so can we get you back here next time? Would that be all right?
Awesome. Can't wait.
Okay, I can't either. God bless you.